And let's talk about the safety of the gas that does get up out of the ground. A Washington state appeals court recently ruled that natural gas companies do not have to release detailed maps of their pipeline networks. The judges said terrorists might find that information useful. This is the latest in a series of battles over maps of critical infrastructure. Security-minded officials are trying to take a stand against technologies like Google Earth, which is worth looking up if you've never seen it. They display the world in new ways on the Internet, as NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Finding Stephen Whitaker was easy.
Turn right on Arch Street, then turn left.
I had one of those fancy GPS guidance devices in my rental car. It showed the streets of Greenwich, Connecticut, also libraries, restaurants, and eventually the stately building where Whitaker was waiting.
Arriving at Greenwich Town Hall, on right.
Not that Stephen Whitaker likes Town Hall. He's been fighting it for the last 7 years. The fight is over an electronic map, like the one that brought me here, but much more sophisticated. Like many cities, Greenwich has created a geographic information system, a map that shows all the hidden bones and arteries of modern civilization. Water mains, storm sewers, utility lines. And Whitaker, a computer consultant and community activist, wants a copy of it.
Oh, it's amazing technology, way too powerful to have it go underground as a restricted information product that the public can no longer use.
Computers let you examine the landscape in ways that paper maps do not, Whitaker says. You can ask it for the information you need.
You could do a query to identify all parcels with a particular zoning designation within so many feet of three-phase electrical power and so many feet of a water line, and the three properties left to put your business or your school would light up.
But when Whitaker requested this data from Greenwich and from the neighboring town of Stamford, city and state officials said no.
The reality is we are in a state of war in this country.
Raymond Philbrick, director of safety and security for Connecticut's Department of Public Works, told the state's Freedom of Information Commission in February that some parts of the map could aid terrorists. They show, for example, which manholes lead into storm sewers, some of which are big enough for a person to crawl through.
You might be able to ascertain by going through this sewer pipe at this location, end up directly below a prime target, we'll say, whether it's a train station or a municipal building or a school or a hospital, you know, something like that.
Whitaker doesn't think this argument makes much sense. He leads the way to the Greenwich train station, to a platform that overlooks a major intersection. We can see a dozen manholes in the street, all clearly labeled.
See this one that says sewer on it? Some of them say storm, some of them say sewer.
And they're not allowed to be shown on your database.
Right. But yet you can see them standing here on the train platform.
So terrorists don't really need the maps, Whitaker says. But law-abiding citizens do, whether it's to check on whether the town has an adequate sewer system or to identify the best places to build. Government officials who try to keep such information to themselves are really after something else, he says, power.
Power is accumulated by maintaining secretive control of essential information. That's why our public records laws were written. It discourages the abuse of power by public officials.
But the state's Freedom of Information Commission rejected Whitaker's appeal. He will get a map without sewer and water systems, fire hydrants, and manholes. Sean Gorman, CEO of a mapping company called Fortius One in Arlington, Virginia, has followed similar debates across the country. He says the flood of geographic information these days may simply overwhelm attempts to control it.
And trying to lock down this information as it grows and expands, I think, is one of these Sisyphean tasks. We're never going to get there, and we're going to really frustrate ourselves.
There are no national guidelines on which maps deserve protection, so local governments are making their own decisions. Some publish their maps on the Internet, while others, like Greenwich, keep them under lock and key. Dan Charles, NPR News.